Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Addiction, eating disorders, smoking, sugar, and other habits can affect our mouths in extremely negative ways. Often, these behaviors can cause damage to our teeth and gums, but what many people may not realize is that poor oral health can negatively affect all other aspects of our health. My guest today, Dr. Sonda Moldovan, has worked with people to improve their overall health by addressing and treating their oral hygiene issues. Dr. Sonda will also talk to us about how addiction and negative habits can damage our mouths and will provide practical tips on how we can attend to our mouths and improve our overall health. Dr. Sonda, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Erica. Nice to be here.
Yes, thank you for being here. And how have you seen people, you know, how do you see people addressing their oral health issues in different ways nowadays since, like you said in the last segment, there are ways to treat the pain for, different procedures. And I feel like now there's kind of a way to like detoxify. People know about coconut pulling, like coconut oil pulling. And there's all these different things we hear about in the media. Do you find that people are embracing this a little bit more?
Yes, I feel that in general, our society is more attentive to their oral health. And this is great because it really affects the rest of our body. And in terms of treating a lot of the diseases, for example, like gum disease, 70% of mm-hmm. people have some form of gum disease, which is really a bacterial infection.
The number one
most toxic place in the body is the mouth.
Wow. That's
so. Yeah. I mean, how do we take care of it? Is really by brushing and flossing twice a day. And for those of you that say, "Oh, you know, I don't like the string floss at all," there have been a mm-hmm. lot of research into oral irrigators. That really can help irrigate around the teeth and keep the gum tissue and bacteria away.
And what would those be? What is an oral irrigator?
An oral irrigator is a pulsating tip with a water reservoir, which actually shoots water around the gum line in between the teeth to dislodge the bacteria and the food particles that are sitting there.
Hmm. Do you recommend mouthwash to people too?
It depends on the mouthwash. A lot of the mouthwashes that are widespread out there are too acidic. So they have an acidity just like wine, and they have a lot of alcohol in them. So for somebody who's an addict, I don't recommend that at all. They do have natural mouthwashes that don't have any alcohol, and they're pH balanced to match the mouth, because we're really looking for neutral pH. Something acidic, if you just imagine swishing with lemon juice. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's going to demineralize the teeth, so I don't recommend that. And if you go to my YouTube channel, I actually have a video discussing different mouthwashes and how to use them correctly.
That's great. And what is your YouTube channel for people that want to go and check it out?
It's Ask Dr. Sonda.
Ask Dr. Sonda. Awesome. Wonderful. And so when I was at the beginning of the segment was just introducing the fact that, you know, smoking, other bad habits, eating a lot of sugar, addiction, eating disorders, are certain things that, you know, some people don't want to address that they've gone through this period of time or they're still going through it or, you know, or it was when they were younger. But no matter what, I think the effects of this seem to last until we really address those issues and make sure that those parts of ourselves that were hurt are healing. Correct?
Yeah. And unfortunately, it only gets worse if it's not taken care of. So luckily today, with all these advanced dental implant procedures, we can easily replace teeth. For example, a full mouth of teeth in one day. A couple of weeks ago, I actually had somebody who had a cocaine addiction, mm-hmm. And he was in recovery, and all his teeth were devastating. It was very sad to me. He was only in his 40s, and I had to remove quite a bit of teeth, but he came in the morning. We removed all his upper teeth and most of the lowers and cleaned everything up, and he actually left the office with beautiful teeth on dental implants, so no dentures at all. Today we can do that. So I know a lot of people, their biggest fear is, oh my God, I don't want to lose my teeth. I don't want to go with dentures. And I totally understand that. I couldn't do it for myself. But today we have teeth in a day, or we can reconstruct the whole smile in one day with no downtime.
That's incredible. That's incredible that you do that. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful for people. And I'm sure it helps so much their self-esteem and their overall happiness. Just to be able to smile and have the confidence. You know, I know that there's a lot of people out there that you know, isolate and don't want to socialize and don't want to meet new people because they're ashamed of their teeth or they're ashamed of their mouth.
Absolutely. But today we can change that around literally in one day. And one thing I want to add, Erica, it's so important to be honest with your dentist. And why, for example, somebody who's doing cocaine and who's using cocaine, mm-hmm. if they don't tell the dentist that they use cocaine within 24 hours of that dental appointment, they could have a sudden death when we give them local numbing agents.
Yeah.
So it's very important for them to be honest with the dentist and say, you know, yes, I used cocaine last night, because it can really cost them their life.
I'm really happy that you are sharing that, because it is, to be honest and understand that one thing affects the other and it could be detrimental in such a way that, you know, you really can't recover. So I'm really happy you share that. And also with people that drink a lot of alcohol, do you find that it affects the teeth, it affects the mouth, and that they, you know, I've heard from a lot of clients that they tend to lie to a degree to their dentist. Like, I drink alcohol, but I don't drink that much. Or is there something that, you know, people should disclose?
Absolutely. I think alcohol in general, we know it causes blood thinning. So let's say you're going to the dentist, even for a cleaning, you might bleed more than normal. But especially if you're going to have any kind of surgical procedure, even if it's minor, like removal of a tooth or a little gum procedure, definitely cut down on the alcohol or eliminate it completely about 2 weeks prior to the procedure.
Right. And those who are in recovery and those that are not using any more drugs or alcohol, I think it is also, like you said, important to disclose that they are in recovery so that you don't give them some kind of sedative or that you don't give them a painkiller that may, you know, may lead them to cross addict or for whatever reason start to be reliant on something else, correct?
Yeah, and actually we have great homeopathic help with anxiety. It's called Gelsemium, and it's just available over the counter at Whole Foods. And it can be used also during flying. Are you familiar with that one?
No, I've never heard of that.
Gelsemia. Yeah, so it works very well, especially right before the dental appointment. There's also different systems based on microcurrent that induce relaxation in the dental office. So we really don't have to use medications or oral sedatives such as calcium.
Oh, and that's great to know, because I know there are some people that don't want to go in because of that. They don't want to start to get on another kind of drug or have to have that discussion, which only causes them to feel shame. So I'm glad that there's some alternatives. Yeah. And just what's inspired you to keep on doing what you're doing?
When I first started dentistry, I didn't know I was going to go into more of a holistic way of practice. But what happened is I noticed that some patients just didn't heal well. I was trained as a periodontist, which basically means taking care of the health of the gums and replacing teeth with dental implants. But I also have a degree in nutrition. And really, especially for somebody that is a recovered addict, what happened is they have a lot of malnutrition.
Right.
So I do personalized blood testing for that just to see what exactly is missing from their nutrient content. So we can
adjust that
prior to any procedure.
That is so fantastic. And I think that makes you so unique and special. And I know, I mean, you are such a wonderful woman in general, and you've done much in this field, literally paving the way and allowing others to feel safe in your care, which is so important. So I thank you so much for doing what you do. And please tell our audience where they could find you.
You can find me at drsandamoldovan.com, or you could tweet me at Dr. Sanda, or visit my YouTube channel for more information at Ask Dr. Sanda.
Thank you, Dr. Sanda, so much for just this important and imperative conversation. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you so much for joining us, and stay well.